More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Democrats move to completely destroy America as we know it. This, as Michigan is now offering homeowners $500 a month to house what they call illegal immigrants, newcomers. That's right. How many newcomers do we have in America since Joe Biden took office, you may ask yourself? It's a great question. A hell of a lot of them. Since Joe Biden took office, the, quote, newcomers are 7.2 million and counting. That's how many newcomers, right? That's what you call illegal immigrants now, have entered the U.S. under President Joe Biden's administration. Now, to put that in perspective, it is greater than the population of 36 individual states in this country. So, think about that as I tell you about what they're having to do in Michigan. The state of Michigan is reportedly pushing a program that would offer citizens $500 a month to take in illegal immigrants. The program, called the Newcomer Rental Subsidy, is set to provide shelter outside state shelters for, quote, refugees. The assistance would be available to homeowners for up to a year, according to MLive.com out of Michigan. Clown World put it this way, saying Michigan is now offering $500 a month in rental assistance for up to 12 months for every, quote, newcomer that you want to bring in. You can apply online, and you can download the application in Arabic, Dari, and Pastel. The list goes on and on, all on the website. According to the state of Michigan, those eligible include illegal immigrants or refugees or newcomers, asylees, special immigration visa holders, victims of human trafficking, Cuban and Haitian entrants, Afghan nationals, and Ukrainian humanitarian parolees. Others who qualify include individuals who arrived under the family reunification parole process from El Salvador, from Guatemala, from Honduras and Colombia, individuals with a pending asylum application. So we don't even make you wait anymore. Just go ahead and do it, and hey, we'll find you a place to live in America. As well as other immigrant individuals on a, quote, this is the open-ended part, case-by-case basis. The executive director of the Michigan State Housing Development Authority claim the program will, quote, help migrants build a new life here in America. That, by the way, is exactly what their goal is. Their goal is to allow them to come here to, quote, build a new life. I'm going to have more about this in just a second that deals also with more lies coming from the Biden White House. But first, let me tell you about my friends at Patriot Mobile. For 10 years now, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Why would you care about that? Because Big Mobile is giving big donations right now to hardcore leftist causes organizations, candidates. Those include Planned Parenthood. If you're like me and you're tired of giving your money to corporations that are literally fighting against your family values, then switch to Patriot Mobile. When I look down at my cell phone in the top left, it says Patriot. And I know with every text and with every phone call, I'm standing with a company that protects my values, but also gives back to what I believe in. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending a message that you support free speech. You're supporting religious freedom. You're supporting and advocating and donating to protect the sanctity of life in this country. Because 5% of your bill every month goes back to conservative causes that you help choose to support. We're talking about causes like protecting our Second Amendment rights, supporting our military, our veterans, our wounded warriors, and our first responder heroes, just to name a few. Is switching easy? You better believe it. You can keep your same cell phone number you have right now, keep your same cell phone, or upgrade to a new one. Plus, Patriot Mobile also is going to give you free activation right now when you use the promo code BEN. All you got to do is call them. 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Get rid of that woke phone company you have right now and switch to Patriot Mobile. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson. That's PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or 972-PATRIOT. Here's something else that's interesting. I want you to listen to a Democratic alderman out of Chicago who said that sanctuary cities seeing a migrant surge are now being looked at by local elected officials as cash cows. Why? Because then you can get money from the feds. Take a listen.
Tonight in Chicago is Alderman and congressional candidate Raymond Lopez. Thank you for being with us. This is an important topic for not just Chicago, but for cities across the country. Let's start with this case. This guy attacked Saturday afternoon on the train on the CTA in Chicago. Broad daylight. I would imagine there are a lot of people around. What's the latest with this case, these four men who have been accused and charged in court this week?
Well, good morning, Marnie. You know, unfortunately, this is a repeat situation throughout the city of Chicago, where we've seen these organized junior gangs of the Venezuelan migrant asylum seekers targeting people out of desperation or from their lack of resources or from just their past lives in Venezuela.
Hold on a second. Did this Democratic alderman just explain why four men accused of beating and robbing a man inside of a CTA train, giving them the excuse for exactly why they should be able to do it, or you should understand that, well, they just don't have enough abilities to succeed. They don't have the resources they need. So therefore, you should excuse their behavior because they're so desperate. So here's my question. Can I go out and kill anybody I want to if I'm mentally stressed out? If I lose my job, can I steal anything that I want to steal? Because, well, you should understand, because Ben lost his job and therefore he can't be held accountable because he lost his job. So you should understand, of course, he's going to try to steal from you. Of course, he's going to steal your car. Of course, he's going to break into your home. Of course, he's going to beat you in the parking lot to steal your purse or your wedding ring. I'm asking because I really want to know. Because what you just heard from that Democrat right there was that it was understandable why the illegal immigrants are committing heinous crimes in Chicago, and you should understand why he's committing these heinous crimes in Chicago, because they don't have resources or they had a tough, troubled past. Keep listening. It gets better.
And the city of Chicago seems to be totally unprepared to address this and unwilling to arrest anyone because of our welcoming city laws that says that we're not going to do anything to these individuals who commit such violent crimes as this. And I think as we see more and more of these videos, not just in Chicago, but in New York and elsewhere, you know, that onus has to be on the federal government, on Joe Biden and Secretary Mayorkas, who allowed these individuals to come in here completely unvetted, based on whatever they were willing to tell us at the time, and allow them to roam free throughout our country. Not everyone that's come here is looking for a better life. Some individuals are just here to exploit the situation, and it's putting Americans at risk. This is one of the greatest national security threats we've seen in a long time, because 8 million people have come through this porous border manipulating our asylum laws with the help of the administration. And both Democrats and Republicans alike in Congress are turning a blind eye, saying, well, we'll deal with it after the election.
I've never, by the way, been more confused than I am right now. So this alderman saying that I'm going to give you the reason why these guys should be able to commit these crimes, but then I'm going to tell you it's actually the fault of Joe Biden. So what is actually happening here? This guy who's running for Congress understands that he needs to tell you that this is somehow the fault of us not enforcing the laws, implying that he would be a guy that's in favor of enforcing the laws if you elect him to office. But then he will immediately go back to what he believes, which is, well, we need to let anybody and everybody in here who comes in here that wants to be there. And it's not their fault that they had a bad childhood. And therefore, you should understand why they're robbing and pillaging and killing people. That's what he's basically saying. So let's go back to Michigan. Quote, this program is truly a win-win as it addresses the most pressing barrier to refugee resettlement by meeting housing needs. Well, at least they're being honest. They're calling it a resettlement. They want to resettle America. They want to fundamentally change America. That's why you let in 7 million illegal immigrants when you want to change the country. And this is how you do it. You ship in new voters who love socialism and communism and free stuff. And then you call it a refugee resettlement program. And then you say that the American taxpayer should feel obligated. In fact, you are obligated. You are obligated to meet the housing needs of these illegal immigrants while setting up families to succeed with increased employment and opportunities, taking away jobs from actual American citizens and undermining the American workforce. That is now what Michigan is saying should happen to the American people in Michigan and putting the illegal immigrants first. You understand that? Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Mercy.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
juicy.
Would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
They are trying to pay citizens to bring in illegal immigrants $500 a month to house them in their own house because they don't have enough housing. Now, why would Michigan do this? You may ask yourself this question, right? Like, why on earth would Michigan go down this road and claim that this is this program is truly a win-win, right? And addresses the most pressing barriers for illegals, right? With a resettlement program, setting up families for success with increased employment and opportunity. That's what the official state said in a statement. Let me tell you exactly why. They're worried their state's about to go conservative instead of liberal. Why do I know this? Because Donald Trump is topping Biden now by an 8-point lead in Michigan in the latest polls. Former President Trump topping Biden by 8 points among Michigan registered voters in a poll of a hypothetical rematch of the 2020 election. Now, this isn't a conservative poll. This is a CNN poll released Friday, found that 50% of voters say they would support Trump if the presidential election were held today, and 42% say they would support Biden. 5% said they would support somebody else, and 2% said they do not plan on voting at all. The poll also found approval of Biden's handling of his job is flat at 35% approval. That is the same percentage as it was in November, so it's not moving at all. Additionally, 40% of registered voters polled in Michigan say they have a favorable opinion of Trump. Only 33% say the same about Biden. Now, if you remember, Biden flipped Michigan in 2020 presidential election. Trump won it in 16. The president handily won the Michigan Democratic primary last month, but an option on the ballot for voters to choose uncommitted received more than 100,000 votes. Following a campaign that urged voters in the state to choose the option to send Biden a clear message about their disapproval of his handling of the war in Gaza. So why would Michigan be incentivizing illegal immigrants to come to their state and then have the state pay for them to live in households with American citizens and paying them $500? I'm going to tell you exactly why. Because they need to import a bunch of radical leftist, communist, socialist voters. And how do you do that? You give them free housing. And how do you get the people that they're living with to like them and to support them? You give them $500 a month. You're basically bribing the voters in Michigan with $6,000 a year to house illegal immigrants. And do you think Republicans would keep this plan going? No, of course not. Republicans would not keep this plan going. Everybody knows that. So it's not just to import new voters. You're bribing voters in Michigan with a government program that's worth $6,000 a year per illegal immigrant that you house. So are they more or less likely, if you're in this program, are you more or less likely to vote for a Democrat or a Republican? You're naturally, if you need the money that bad, where you're willing to have a complete stranger sit in your house, live with you for $500 a month, $6,000 a year, then clearly you're voting for a Democrat, not Republicans. Or more likely to, and this is exactly why it's called bribing voters. This is voter bribery. You want to know how much this is going to cost? Well, the program's being paid for with $4 million from the state-funded Michigan Housing and Community Development Fund, with more money, they say, on the way. Michigan became the final destination of migrants from the Democratic Republic of Congo, as well as Syria, Sudan, Burma, and Ukraine, taking in more than 700 in 2022 alone. They're proud of that, by the way. This is from Michigan's website. Michigan is not the only location offering homeowners cash to take in migrants. In December, officials and activists in Denver began calling for local citizens to take in illegal immigrants to get them off the hands of the city of Detroit, which had been drowning in the cost of housing Joe Biden's illegal immigrants. And then people in many cities are getting angry as illegal immigrants are jacking up the rent rates because there's so many illegals that are renting apartments, townhomes, and houses. So now this is the way to move them around the country. So let me just put it into a very quick recap before I go back to the idea that we are actually importing illegal immigrants on charter flights into this country. Yes, that's happening. What you're witnessing in Michigan is a play to buy votes. The initial vote you're buying is the person you're bribing, And the person you're bribing with $6,000 a year to house an illegal immigrant. That's bribery number one. Bribery number two is you become this welcoming state to illegal immigrants. It helps you in the census. It helps you with more representatives in Congress when the census is taken, which gives you more power. And then those people are more likely to vote for Democrats the rest of their lives, which would help you make sure that the state doesn't go Republican and goes back to being hardcore liberal. Now does the math make sense for you? Does the math make sense to you now? Because it should make sense to you now. This is the math, folks. This is what this is. And you need to understand that this math is very simple. They're not lying to you. They're saying it to your face. Okay? They're not misleading you. They are saying it to your face. They are telling you what their intent is. It is to change this country and fundamentally change it. Which brings me to the second part of this story. We imported 320 plus thousand illegal immigrants last year on chartered jets that you paid for. We dropped them off in dozens and dozens of cities, which the federal government will not tell us where we dropped them off in the middle of the night. And we did it, and it cost us millions and millions and millions of dollars just in the flight prices to come here. Okay? So just in the flights. Just in the flights alone. Okay, in the flights alone. And then what does it cost us once they get to America? Well, now we're in the billions because we're giving them and their kids free education. We're paying for them to live with citizens at $500 a month. We're giving them housing assistance if they don't want to do that. We're giving them financial aid. We're giving them food stamps. We're giving them everything that an American citizen gets right now. That's what we're doing in this country. Now, you may say to yourself, why would anyone want to do this? Why would the Democratic Party fly in illegal immigrants? Because I think they understand that their window is getting smaller and smaller and smaller to get as many across the finish line as they can before something catastrophic changes to our immigration system. And they're betting on the fact that whoever gets in now will never be forced to leave. That's why you fly them in by the hundreds of thousands, okay? This is why you do that. You fly them in by the hundreds of thousands so that once they're here, you say it's just too hard to get rid of them. That is the ball game. The Democratic Party doesn't care if they financially break America. They will never care if they financially break America because they believe America is evil. And they believe that America should be broken.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been
juicy.
The podcast
juicy.
Would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to turn, by the way, to Washington to give you another example. It's not just Michigan that's all in to destroy America and change this country. But all of the Senate Democrats voted against barring taxpayer funds to fly illegal immigrants into U.S. towns by the hundreds of thousands. This was up for a vote in the Senate, and every Democratic lawmaker in the Senate voted against this amendment that said we're going to bar taxpayer funds from ever being used to fly illegal aliens into the U.S. on charter planes into U.S. towns and cities, and we're going to make sure that our tax dollars aren't going for that. Senator Bill Hagerty, Tennessee Republican, said, quote, tonight every single Senate Democrat voted against my amendment that would stop Biden administration from using taxpayer dollars to charter flights for hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens from their countries directly to American towns to be resettled. So it's indefensible. He's right, by the way. Hagerty announced this last week that he was set to file an amendment to the appropriations bill that would prohibit federal funds from being used to secretly fly illegal aliens from other nations directly into the United States across the country. Like, this isn't crazy. You already had 7.2 million illegal immigrants into the U.S. alone under the Biden administration over the last 3 years he's been in charge. It's an amount greater than the population of 36 different states. And so this amendment was like, hey, we've already let 7.2 million illegal immigrants in. Why the hell are we now flying them on private planes, on chartered flights into this country, undermining the American worker, undermining the American people? The administration flew an estimated 320,000 illegal immigrants from their home nations into the U.S. last year. Let me cut through the procedural language here, he said. I'm bringing forward a vote on a very simple question. Do you support American taxpayer dollars, Hagerty said, being used to fly illegal aliens in the United States of America from places like Venezuela and Haiti into America to be settled in the towns and cities near you? And if so, then vote against me. Vote no to preserve the practice of using taxpayer dollars to charter planes that move and import thousands, really hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens into your states. Now, we have no idea how many they're doing this year right now. We only know what they did in the fiscal year 2023. We do know it's still happening, but they won't even tell us where the planes are landing. So what did the lawmakers do? They sold you out. Lawmakers voted. The measure down 51-47, folks. 51-47. All the Democrats voted against the amendment. No Republicans did. The amendment was included in the Senate's late-night vote on Friday to avoid a government shutdown. This on top of the fact that House Republicans passed, with the Democrats' support, a $1.2 trillion government funding bill on Friday. Lawmakers were in a standoff on whether to vote on amendments to the bill, but they're like, nah, let's just go home. Hagerty said, let me explain what's happening right now. Democrat senators are afraid to take a position on Biden's failed policies by voting on amendments to the appropriations bill. They'd rather shut down the government than take a position on President Biden's failures. The Senate ultimately cleared the spending bill after the midnight deadline to avert a government shutdown, following votes on a handful of Republican-backed amendments and proposals. The Senate voted 74-24 to fund the government through September, sending the bill to President Biden's desk, which he signed it, bam, Saturday, because, I mean, why not? You want to know how hard the Republicans fought to get amendments? Oh, this is amazing. None of the Republican-backed amendments passed. If any amendments had passed, the bill would have returned to the House, but the House already said, and this is with the Republicans in charge, nah, we don't want to deal with that. You want to know why? We want to go home for 2 weeks. We've got a two-week recess, and that's what we really are all about, and that's what we want to do. We want to go home for 2 weeks. If you don't think Americans are mad over this, you're also not paying attention. Hagerty's tweet detailing how each Democrat voted against his amendment has racked up more than 30 million views as of Sunday, with critics of the Democratic lawmakers' votes yielding condemnation online. Tech billionaire Elon Musk tweeted, "This is insane," saying, "We're witnessing in real time the planned and controlled destruction of this country." That's what Riley Gaines tweeted out. Hagerty, by the way, responded to Musk's tweet where he said, "This is insane," arguing Democrats are trying to hide this legislation, saying, quote, "That's why Chuck Schumer scheduled this vote in the middle of the night on Friday. He did the same 2 weeks ago on my vote to stop illegals from being counted in the census. They're trying to hide it." Well, here's what we do know, and these are the facts. The fact is 7.2 million illegal immigrants have entered the U.S. under the Biden administration. The fact is it is greater than the population of 36 individual states. And then on top of that, we flew in 320,000 illegal immigrants into 43 different American airports from January through December of 2023. And no one in this administration will even tell you. Okay? No one in this administration will even tell you what cities these people were sent in to, what cities they went to, and or how many. They will tell you nothing at all. Border Patrol chief, and I'm going to leave you with this on this subject, said not knowing who enters the U.S. illegally or why adds up now to a national security threat. Jason Owens, the border security, saying border security is a big piece of national security. Yes, the U.S. Border Patrol chief under this administration said on Sunday during an interview that not knowing who is crossing the southern border illegally and what their intent is a national security issue. Translation, it's a national security threat. That's what he's saying. It's a national security threat. You have the worst people coming across our southern border at alarming rates. You have people on the terrorist watch list coming across our southern border at alarming rates. You have people that are being literally let out of prison for committing heinous crimes in other countries. And they're saying, you go to America and we'll let you out. This is not a joke. This is what's happening right now in the United States of America. And everybody knows it. A Texas sheriff came out this week saying the Biden administration has on purpose completely dismantled the border. The Terrell County, Texas sheriff, Thaddeus Cleveland, discussed how his community of fewer than 1,000 people are dealing with the brunt of the border crisis, saying that the Biden administration, and this is not some big conservative, completely dismantled the border on purpose, saying, we used to have security at our southern border. We no longer have it. I look at this, folks, and I see it, and I understand it. I understand the intent. I understand what they're trying to do. I understand the game plan, whether it's Michigan saying, guys, we got to bring in more voters. Like, we really do. We've got to bring them in. How are we going to bring them in? We got to secure this place. Like, how do we bring it in? We've got to make sure we, like, What are we going to do to bring them in? How do we bring them in? How do we bring in new people into our state to keep it liberal? All right, let's bribe them. Let's give them free housing, and we'll tell the people, we'll bribe them with $6,000 a year to house an illegal immigrant, $500 a month. My question is, what if I want 4 illegal immigrants or 5 or a family of 6 and I throw them in not great conditions? Does anyone check on them? Does anyone care? What if I bring in 4 and now it's $24,000 a year? What if I build a back house and then that number I can bring in 8 or 10 or 12? Can I pay for the building back there by bringing in $10,000 a month? Is anybody going to answer that question for me? Because I think it's an important and a fair question to ask. Like, I'm serious. Why not?
Make sure, by the way, that you share this podcast with your family and friends. Hit that little forward arrow and text it or put it on social media so other people can hear about this story about how dangerous our open border is. While the media does everything it can to try to shut you down, silence us, and make sure no one knows what's really happening. Also, hit that auto download or subscribe button so you get this podcast each and every day for free. And I'll see you back here tomorrow.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.